Super Bowl 60 halftime show, Bad Bunny. We do this every year. We have you call in and grade, and we give our grades of what we thought about the Super Bowl halftime performance.
Hey, Titi me preguntó si tengo mucha novia. Hey, mucha novia. Hoy tengo a una, mañana otra. Pero no hay boda. Titi me preguntó si tengo mucha novia. Hey. Mucha novia, tengo a una, mañana otra. Ey, me la voy a llevar a la top, un VIP. Ey, saludan a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, que sonríen las que ya les metían. Un VIP. Ey, saludan a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, que sonríen las que se olvidaron. Ya de mí me gustan mucho las Gabrielas.
So, the name of that song, Titi Me Pregunto, which I thought you guys would love because he's talking about how he has a different girlfriend every night.
If I spoke Spanish, I would know what he's saying.
We have plenty of time to figure it out. Start dancing to his songs.
I knew what he was saying.
You're like, you would like that. Like, if I knew what he was saying, yes, I would love it.
I thought for sure that would be your anthem. Like, no, I'm not getting married. There's no marriage. I'm just dating a new girl all the time.
No.
Different girl, different day.
After using Bumble for a while, I could, I'm probably 90% sure.
Not Bumble. Bumble's the dating app.
Dating app.
Oh.
Someone's told on himself.
Babbel.
Damn.
When I was on Grindr, I mean,
what? Babbel is one of that.
You said Bumble.
You did say Bumble.
Babbel.
Okay.
Good luck. Face dysmorphia your way out of this.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Awful.
Yeah.
Maybe just next time stick with Speak or Duolingo.
Yeah, there you go.
Not going to sound anything like Bumble.
Rosetta Stone, something.
Awful.
When I was on Tinder, I mean Duolingo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's funny, Jason's using it for English. It's weird.
Wow.
So weird. Is Bumble for English?
Oh my gosh.
I've heard a lot of reasons that men give for being on the dating sites. Like, but never that one.
No.
Would you like to get dinner?
Jason's,
how do you say that?
Teach me English as if I only speak Spanish.
No, that's a bad timing.
God bless America. Sea Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, Bolivia, Perú, Ecuador, Brasil, Colombia, Venezuela, Guyana, Panamá, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, México, Cuba, República Dominicana, Jamaica, Haití, las Antillas, United States, Canadá, a my motherland, mi patria, Puerto Rico.
No estudia.
Seguimos aquí.
What if?
Ahora sí.
Get it all the America. All the Americas. South America.
Oh,
North America. America. God bless America.
Did he say Canada?
Yeah, he did. Canada.
Oh.
He said Canada after United States.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Don't leave them out.
He got it. They were covered.
He remembered all of them. I couldn't remember all of those. All right. So what grade do you give, Katie? If it's not obvious.
Yeah. Well, I did love it. I thought overall my grade is a B. And the reason it's not an A is because something seemed off with the sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what it was, but it was almost as if we were watching. What did we equate it to?
Like a musical.
Like the
Macy's Day Parade, yeah.
Where
is it?
Everything, it's
almost too perfect.
Yeah, it actually sounds better listening to it
just
by
itself.
But on
TV,
it wasn't. Maybe, but it just, there was something a little bit off about the audio that was kind of throwing me the entire time. Like, it just felt like maybe it was, I don't think it was, I think he was singing live.
Well, the problem is when you have like Super Bowls, the sound for the audience is surrounded.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to hear yourself.
And we're getting a feed.
You could get feedback from the back speaker. So I think many times it is lip sync.
Yeah.
It just, not all the time.
It didn't seem as loud because we were getting just his feed. About Bad Bunny's feed, that it didn't seem as loud as it should have been for loud as I know it was in there.
And all the moving he was doing.
And all the moving, and all the people around him and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of times they have a hot mic where he can sing along or yell out the whole thing he did at the end.
And I think that's all we were getting, we're just watching it on TV.
End, yeah.
So other than that, I thought everything else was really great. I think he really captured his country, and I think that he also, his culture.
Yeah, he's from here, right?
Yes,
he's
an American. He captured his culture. He was very, very proud of where he comes from.
Sure,
and I think that it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason, what grade do you give, A through F?
I think Kid Rock was about an A.
in his shorts. He was wearing shorts last night.
Of course you know that.
Yeah.
I actually was so frustrated with the game that I went to play pinball.
You didn't watch it?
A little bit.
I could see that.
Being angry.
Wow.
Halftime. But didn't you text in our group thing that it was, the halftime show was awful?
I might have just because, but just no, I don't think I did.
Oh, maybe
did
it's,
I? No, I know there's.
I
was
I like 20. Think you did.
I was 25 texts behind, and I was trying to catch up. Maybe you're saying the game was awful.
Yeah, I didn't.
Sorry,
I only saw little bits and pieces of it.
I can't believe you didn't watch it.
No,
but I mean, I guess because you're so invested in the dumb Patriots.
Yeah.
So I played pinball to take
one thing that was funny is because at one point Bad Bunny had a football and they said he has more rushing yards than the Patriots.
Oh, he had a lot of power when he slammed it down. Like,
they say he was the first one to get to the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, and it's just because I have a threshold for the halftime show. I don't care where they're from. What is it recognizable? And to me, it wasn't. Now, is he talented? Of course. Is he very successful? Of course. Do I like him as an actor? That's like my favorite thing. I love him as an actor. And Happy Gilmore, too, on SNL. He's really good. But when you're watching something, you don't know anything that's being said. I mean, the way it looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded good. You know, it sounded like Macy's, like it was recorded.
Yeah.
That seems to be more of the norm now, unfortunately. But But not knowing anything that, no song was recognizable to me at all. So I give it a D because I'm just like, I can't enjoy.
You can't take in all the rest of the. Okay, I won't argue.
If you go to a concert and you don't know any of the songs, I've been to a country concert before. I didn't know any of the songs, and it was the most boring thing I've ever been to
in
my life.
But it's also
everyone
the
else
performance,
loved it.
Though. You said you liked the performance.
It looked good, but it's like my entertainment value, if grading it compared to other Super Bowls, it's a D.
Mm.
You know?
That's sad. I mean, that's sad. It makes me sad for you. Because it's like you
sad
can't.
For me.
It does, because it's like you can't, because you don't understand the words. Like somebody made a really great comparison, and they said people go to the opera all the time. You 90% of the time, I guarantee you don't know a damn word they're saying.
Yep.
But you can take in the entire performance and be moved by something.
Yep. I'm comparing it to other Super Bowls, and other Super Bowls, the songs are recognizable. This was not.
I think you should have gave it a C. That's what we're going to take.
Okay, mister, you didn't even give a grade.
I just did for you. C.
No, what would your grade be? You saw some of it. You heard some of it.
Well, I just heard it now, but I didn't see the performance. But I was, to Katie's point, I was at a Mexican restaurant a couple weeks ago, and all of a sudden the three guys came out with this trumpet and a guitar, whatever they were. And I didn't know what they were saying, but I was like, gosh,
it's
they
a
sound
feeling.
Good.
You can, it moves you.
I was giving them an A.
Yeah.
So I didn't really see the performance, but I'm going to give the grade that Jared should say a C.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a D. I mean, and because, again, the threshold is, do you have mainstream hits? He does.
Is that the threshold?
Historically, that's been the case.
Well, it's also
you have The Weeknd. You have
streamed artists.
Yeah, and I looked it up, and like 5, 6, and 7 are Indian artists that would never do the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, you don't know that. I don't never say never.
But if that was the case, unless somebody made it political, people would be like, what
never
are they doing?
Never.
What are they doing?
He does have, I think, one of the highest grossing tours ever, too.
Matt. What is your answer?
I go with a B overall. It would have been an A without Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Without Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I'm
not a big Gaga fan, period. And then she sang her least favorite song.
I feel sad for you, Matt. I feel very sad for you.
I actually agree with you, Matt.
Your little bubble.
I don't think, Jared, don't be taking everything I say like it's so.
When you get your pin, I didn't go, I feel sad for you.
I feel sad for you that you didn't enjoy it. I can feel sad for you.
I can feel sad for him.
I feel sad for you.
Lady Gaga is one of my favorite halftime shows.
I didn't love her performance. It is the most boring song she sings.
I agree.
And
it was forced.
I'm glad she was there, but I also, and I loved what she was doing, but I thought, God, she could have picked any other song that would have been high.
I think it would have been better if he would have brought out anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel that way about Lady Gaga, period.
He has a lot of collabs,
too. When she sings, she's like visually distracting.
Yeah.
It's because she didn't have eyebrows.
Bad Bunny's out there, and he's like, I mean, he sings everything that he, like the lyrics and his body, they move perfectly. And she's up there, she looks like she's having a seizure. I'm like, I don't understand that.
No, and then.
What is that movement?
Yeah. And that reminded me of our Super Bowl bet maybe next year is shaving our eyebrows. Like, well, I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
For the record, Lady Gaga, that song is her biggest song ever in history.
Yeah.
And it's the first song that was the fastest in history to reach 1 billion streams.
I thought it was just an odd choice for the moment. Maybe it was the only hit of hers
but why
could have gone.
But why her? Like, he's done collabs with a million people that would have been better.